a bloke, he comes in and I say, Richard, what's on the go? He said, I've got a new job. I said, oh, good, you'd be gone. He said, I'm going to be high performance manager for the Redbacks. Talk about kick a dog when it's down. God, typical Port Adelaide supporter. He's here, Richard Pascoe, the tech guy. Telephone calls on technology. Here's your chance. Give us a ring, and Richard will answer the question for you. Footy's back. Couple of games on Saturday that we care about. At 12:30, we'll cross to the Sydney Cricket Ground for the Crows game against Sydney, starting at about 1:15. That's on Saturday at 12:30, cross up there to the SCG. Rowie, Will Goodings and Bix will be there. And then later in the afternoon, around about 4:05, we'll cross down to the Adelaide Oval. Tim Ginover, David Wilde and Treaders for Port Adelaide's easy win against Essendon. Somebody said, what's the weather forecast for Saturday afternoon for the Crows game at the SCG? Apparently good weather is forecast. They're looking at about 24 and no rain. But mind you, you'll need gumboots to... you can imagine how heavy the ground is going to be.
Pascoe, Pascoe, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
The Adelaide tech guy, and he is great at what he does. He's never been stumped yet. One of these days, somebody's going to ring. Bill Gates is going to ring, and he's going to stump him with a question. Richard Pascoe, good afternoon and welcome back.
Good afternoon. We need a bit of clarification because I won't be here next week. I'm only auditioning for the role down at the Redbacks.
So you're not going to be here next week?
I won't be here next week.
Stop clapping, Josh. That's unfair of you. So you're having a week off?
Having a week off.
Where are you going?
It's a rare auditioning for the job at the Redbacks. And I think I've got a message from Ken, if I can come and have a word for the boys. So yes.
Just what the Redbacks need. Pascoe, the next thing, you'll be bloody opening the bowling, you know, from the Vulture
I'm sure
Street
Tim Nilsson's doing a wonderful job, but you wouldn't have that shingle hanging outside your office, would you?
No. Some questions all over the place. This is from Selena. Richard, are you a winner from retailers getting a scam? You are a winner. You've shopped here. Are they all scams, or indeed do some of the retailers actually contact you on your mobile phone informing you that you've won $90 or a rebate for us? Are they all scams?
Scams? 99.99% of them, all scams. Yeah. You haven't won anything. You'll go through the process of filling it out.
Yeah.
You know, so how are we going to give you the $99, Pilco? We know. Just enter your credit card details here.
But you see, they say to you, as Selena says, and she said it might be Coles or Target or JB Hi-Fi or somebody or other, and you think, oh, yes, I did shop there within the last. And you think, oh, how good is that? They've got my details.
It's that scattergun approach.
Really?
So, you know, when we put it all out there, you know, we've all been to, you know, to Coles and we've all been to Woolies and, you know, we walked into so many stores.
And you think, oh, how good is this?
That's because we might get something out of it.
Bloody scams.
It's a scam. So, you know, you don't, and always look at the address where it's come from at the top. That's the key for everything.
So the address will always be at the top?
Will always be at the top. So it comes from Frank at JBHiFi.com. It's not going to come from that, or Frank at JB.Russia.gov. You know, it's
But you
it's
get them
thing.
From David Jones, you get them from Myers, you get them
but
from
But they
the
don't tell you won anything.
All right. They say, just register here. Click here.
Click here. Give us some information. That's what it's all about.
You got a question about technology. Here's the chance to get the good advice, free advice. Des says, Richard, he says, over the phone, I have hearing difficulties. Is it possible for to get a device somehow or another to actually improve the hearing on that mobile phone of yours?
A lot of the time, it's, you know, the in-ear earpods. Sometimes for people who've got issues on when they can't hear on the phone, they're a very good idea because it just pumps it straight into your ear the time as well. Very quickly, can we also just bring up, there's lots of people there with Android issues like Josh had there. So Josh rang me.
Josh was angry yesterday.
I rang
me. He was drinking at work and smoking in the building. Yeah.
It's not good, is it, Bill?
Not a cigarette. It was just its flames
coming out.
Flames
were coming out. So a lot of people got problems with Android. Their apps are crashing all over the place.
Why is that?
Because they sent down an update update that's basically broken a lot of operating systems around the place. So I put all the instructions are actually up on my website, because I've probably had 30 phone calls on this morning while I've been driving around seeing clients.
Well, Josh phoned you yesterday morning.
Josh, he was one of the first cabs off the rank.
Pretty angry about the
whole
thing.
Because he couldn't send a text message.
I had to go and make my own scotch.
It's not right, Pilker.
Oh, he was really off yesterday.
But solutions up on the website at adelaidetechguide.com.au right now.
Okay, let's go to Salisbury East and first caller for the afternoon. Dave from up there has given us a ring. G'day, Dave.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
Good, Dave. You got a question for Richard?
Yeah, I do. I'm running Microsoft Edge as the operating system on my laptop.
Yep.
And it coincides with the latest update that was downloaded a few weeks back. All of a sudden, everything is running as slow as. Every time I try and go onto any of my favourites in the websites, it actually times them out. And even to bring up the Microsoft Edge search engine, I guess you'd call it, it comes up with a message saying, wait, I've got to click on the wait, and then eventually it comes up. It is just slowed right down, and it seems to be since I put that update in, but I'm not 100% sure.
Have you got another browser on there, Dave? Google Chrome or something?
I do have Google Chrome on there, yes.
Is that opening up quickly?
I'm there right now. I'll actually click on it. Not overly quickly.
No, we've got plenty of time, Dave.
It's all good, Dave.
No hurry.
there's nothing important until Saturday night.
Listen, Dave, maybe we can get back to you.
He's about to drop you, Dave. I've got to let you know that.
Have you finished, Dave?
Have you got it, Dave? Go in there, check your updates again. That'd be the first thing I'd start to do on there as well. What antivirus have you got?
Only the one that's on the Windows
Good.
10. I don't actually have anything
Check your
else,
updates. Yes. See if Chrome's running properly, all right?
Yep.
And if you need to, give me a ring off air because I can hang on and while I'm driving along. All right, Dave?
And is Chrome better than Microsoft
I think
Edge?
Chrome is better than Edge, all right?
Cool. Thanks,
okay,
Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Cheers, guys.
He'll give you a ring back at about 11:45 tonight, right?
Good on you.
Yeah, okay, Dave. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Chris up in Piri has given us a ring from up there. Chris, good afternoon.
Tony, Richard, how are you guys?
Good, Chris.
That's good. Richard, I've got an iPhone and my job is sweaty and dirty, right?
Yep.
So, and then because I answer the phone and talk on it while I'm sweaty and dirty, I believe, you know the slot at the top where the speaker is?
Yes.
I don't know, that's filled up with
You've filled it up with crap, haven't you, Chris?
Yeah, how do I clean that out?
Right. You married, Chris?
Yes.
You're married. Get one of your wife's makeup brushes that she hasn't used.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I'm wondering where that was going. You're gone.
Get one of your wife's makeup brushes and use that and you'll be able to dig all the crap out.
Really? Simple as that?
That's what they would do if you took it into the Apple store.
Is it just like a grill or something in there?
Yeah, it's a bit of a grill, but if you go along and you know, you can literally get it in there and it will start to all flick out.
Right, okay.
All right. Make sure it hasn't got makeup on at the beginning. You might want to go down and buy a $10 one and do it that way, all right?
If your wife catches you with the makeup, she's going to say, hang on a minute. So, Chris, right, 2:15 down at Port Adelaide. A lady, Robin, has given you a ring from there. Hello, Robin.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Robin.
I'm trying to sign out under settings in iCloud.
Yep.
And it says sign out of iCloud. If you sign out of your account, all iCloud drives stored in iCloud will be removed from this iPad.
That's right. Why are you signing out?
Well, I'm just, wanted to know. I'm not doing it for any reason. I just saw the message and thought, now what does it mean if I do sign out?
Because you've got some stuff stored in iCloud. And you've got some stuff that's probably not stored in iCloud.
Okay, probably not stored in iCloud is the stuff. So that holds like in memory, does it?
Exactly right. So what you need to do is open your settings in iCloud and make sure you've got ticks in all the boxes that you need to save, like your photos, your calendar, your contacts, all of those sort of things. Sync it with iCloud. Make sure you've done your backup for it and then. But I don't see the reason people to sign out of it. You don't need
to. I was thinking about changing the password, that's all. So I just didn't know whether I had to sign out.
No, well, if you're going to change your Apple password, that's in the settings as well. You don't need to touch iCloud.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, that's all right then. Good. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Richard.
Robin.
Allenby Gardens Way, and Paul from there at just on 16 past two for Richard Pascoe. Hello, Paul.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Good, Paul.
I'm looking at purchasing or wanting to get your advice on CCTV cameras.
Yep.
That back up to the cloud.
Yes.
Where you don't need one of those little base devices at home. Like I've got a garage that's not where I live that I want to put cameras into.
Right.
And then if something gets censored, that goes up to the cloud and notifies me of, you know, you've got movement in the storage shed.
Yep.
What's the best cameras for it?
Probably at the moment, the ones I recommend are the Arlo cameras, A-R-L-O.
Okay.
All right.
No worries.
They should do the job for it.
Righto. Right. You've got a question about technology. This is the opportunity of getting the expert advice. Richard Pascoe, the tech guy, is with us right now. 8223-0000 is that information number of ours. It's just on 17 minutes past two.
Somewhere in Adelaide, there's a particular busy street that will take you to a quiet alley that leads to a hidden gem. A gem filled with retro furniture, a blend of curious customers and the ever-present aroma of sensational coffee. The street is Prospect Road. The alley takes you to number 118. And the hidden gem is Café Komodo. Coffee, cake, cool music and curious cackles from café lovers. Café Komodo, 118 Prospect Road. Come and find us.
Hop to it and grab a bargain at Sip and Save. Johnny Walker Red Label Scotch, Smirnoff Red Vodka or Bundaberg UP Rum 700ml bottles only $37.99. Or purchase a specially marked Jack Daniels and Cola 4.8% 10-pack for $43.99 and enter at sipandsave.com.au for your chance to win a Jack Daniels Fender guitar or Bose headphones. T's and C's apply. Get a bonus Cooper's cord cap. Just grab any participating Cooper's 24-pack like Cooper's Pale Ale for just $49.99. Available while stocks last. For more great specials, check out our catalogue at sipandsave.com.au. Prices may vary in country areas. Easter, start and Sip and Save.
The ladies from Toop and Toop, Susanna and Jane, are in the Interactive Lounge, so if it's advice on real estate, and we're always looking for advice on real estate, could be perhaps investing in a property, buying a property, selling a property, you're wanting good property management information, give the ladies a ring. It's free confidential expert advice, and they're there until 2:30 in the Interactive Lounge of ours, and the number is 8366 0826. 8366 then 0826, and Jane Looker and Susanna Toop are there right now until about 2:30. Absolutely expert, confidential advice on anything at all to do with real estate.
Visit the Reject Shop for the cheapest snacks and essentials with 400ml Morning Fresh, $2, 150g Bluebird Chips, $2, Dove Regular Soap, 98 cents, and Fred and Flow Nappies, 56-pack, just $6.50. The Reject Shop. Cheapest every day.
G'day, Tom Wren here. March is Epilepsy Awareness Month, and the Epilepsy Centre here in SA receives no government funding for family support and the education and training they provide across the state. If you want to support them and the 63,000 people living with epilepsy in SA, take a minute to sign the Epilepsy Centre's petition for state government funding, or purchase a $60 lottery ticket for a chance to win $40,000 cash. Go to epilepsycentre.org.au, licence M13978.
Australia's number one Honda dealer, Dave Potter, has Mad March deals you can't afford to miss in their Mad March demo clearance sale. With Adelaide's biggest range of demo Hondas all available to test drive today, plus factory bonuses across the range, low kilometres and crazy drive-away prices. March in and see for yourself why Dave Potter is not only Australia's number one selling Honda dealer, but Australia's number one dealer for the last 2 years. Dave Potter, DavePotterHonda.com.au.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
And this is our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. There's all sorts of questions. Richard, somebody wanted to know, a sticky beak question, but fair enough, says, what sort of an internet browser does Richard Pascoe use?
I stick to probably Google Chrome.
Yeah.
I think they still are the king of the browsers out there. I think they do a very good job. People get a bit paranoid saying Google know everything about you. The whole internet knows everything about us. Yeah. It doesn't really matter now.
Yeah.
And on an Apple computer, I use Safari as well as Google Chrome. But I still think Chrome does a good job. And one of the things I'd urge everybody out there to do, if you've got Google Chrome, turn off notifications.
Why?
Because you get these stupid little pop-ins come from the right-hand side. Because you go to a website and it says, do you want us to allow you to send us notifications? Now, if the website's a bit dodgy, you'll get all this crap coming in saying your computer's infected and all of the, and it's never infected. They're just sending the message because you'll click on it. and then you'll dial somebody up. It's a bit of a con out there.
God, they're clever, aren't they?
They are very clever.
And they're always seemingly a step ahead, aren't they?
Yeah. So we've got to try and educate people to make sure they don't fall for
Righto.
This.
Righto. Floyd's at Fullerton with a question for Richard Pascoe. Hello, Floyd.
Oh, hey guys. How you going?
Good, Floyd.
Hey, I've just done that huge mistake of upgrading my phones, which I hate doing, but I've taken the SIM out of an iPhone 8, put it into a 10.
Right.
I'm having the trouble now, Richard. I've got no SIM card in it, but whenever I take a photo on my new phone, the photos are being stored on the other phone still.
That would be because you signed into a different iCloud account.
Does that make sense, Floyd?
No.
So you would have... So if you take a photo on one phone and it's appearing on the other phone...
As well, both phones, yeah.
Both phones. That means it's because you're still signed into iCloud and it's saying, you've taken a photo on this, we've got to send it over to the other one as well.
How do I disconnect the other phone then?
Turn off photos on in your settings under iCloud.
Ah, no worries. Thanks,
all right,
mate.
But the other one you don't use, Floyd, wipe it. Get rid of it. Blow it away.
Yeah, but I'm worried it might wipe off everything on the new phone as well.
Well, first of all, Floyd, you should check on the new phone to see if you've got everything there.
I have.
All right. So if you're confident, if you backed it up and it's on there, it should all be on there, Floyd.
Well, when I... changed them over. I just put them next to each other and everything transferred over by itself.
It does a good job. You'll have everything there, Floyd. You can wipe the other phone.
So if I delete the other phone, it's factory resettings, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a legend.
You're all right. Thanks, Floyd.
The new Redbacks coach is a legend. Susie's question, this is a good one. I've been asked to spend $3,000 on a laptop. Do you think that's a fair price when all I do is search the net and answer a few emails?
Not the first time I've heard this week,
yeah.
I've got to say.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money on there as well. So we know some really good retailers out there. There are some shocking retailers as well. If you're going to buy a laptop, get some advice first. If you just surf the internet, you answer a couple of emails, go on social media, maybe write the occasional Word document, a laptop between $800 and $1,000 will do you.
Oh, really? So $3,000? Forget
way
that.
Way over the top. I saw a woman last week. She was convinced to buy by a retailer to spend $3,000. And I'm setting it up for her. So it's a lovely laptop. We've got, what do you do? And she told me, she's going to go on Facebook and answer a couple of emails.
Oh, really?
And I said, you got stitched up by about $2,000.
Oh, God, you'd have ruined her day.
I did.
Oh, Richard, this is an interesting one. This is from Gwen. She says, look, I don't use the computer all of the time. A bit of work at home. She said, I work at home. But she said, do I need to have a desk light over and above the screen? She said, some people are saying, no, there's enough glare from the screen itself. Do you think she ought to have a desk light too?
It depends on the lighting in the room as well. If you've got a room that's as dark as a dog's gut sometimes and you've just got that, I like a bit of light in the room when you do it, not just on the screen itself. So it's about making sure you can see the screen. Sure, if the room's dark and depending on the screen you've got, great.
Right.
But sometimes it's distracting for you. So, you know, a light on the room is a good thing to do.
Sid says, Richard, he said, I've got trouble with hearing, he said, and also the fact that I'm not at all IT efficient. I don't know how you spell efficient. I've never seen it spelled like that before. Anyway, doesn't matter. He said, does Richard do home visits? And as such, do you have to book a fair way ahead to actually get Richard to come to your home and give you help with some IT problems?
I come and see people all the time.
Do you?
So, right. Oh, yeah, all the time. So when I leave here, I'm off out to Vista to see somebody as well. Then I'll be back to the city, then Torrens Park.
All over the joint. So all home over visits are very much part
home,
of the visit.
Home visits, small business visits, I always come and see people.
And the mobile number, 0419?
829 145.
And you're on the other end of the line.
Other end of the line.
You've got to love that. Just on the issue of power boards, do they last forever or do they have a...
I see some shockers out there, Pilker, when I do. Ones that once upon a time they used to be white.
Yeah.
Right? And now that off-coloured brown...
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's been, they've had it for years out there as well. They paid $5 for it at Bunnings.
So they don't last forever.
I'm not having a shot at Bunnings. They don't last forever. I've really got to say that. So, you know, you're plugging something that's a couple of $1,000 or $1,000 into a $5 thing, then you're putting it into the wall. If you can, plug it straight into the wall, not into a power board. Some power boards as well, you know, it's supposed to have 240 volts. It'll make your device run slower.
as well.
If somebody needed to change their cord for the smartphone, should you buy the brand name or maybe go for a cheapie?
Buy the brand name.
Yeah? Going to cost you a lot more?
It's going to cost you more money, but in the end, it's far better for you to go along and do that because you know it's going to guarantee the flow through to the phone as well, because not all cords are created equal. And where we see fires and that overseas, cheap chargers, cheap cords that have come out of China.
So you're saving a bit of money initially, but at the end result can be
exactly
a
right.
Harry, you're at Only with a question for Richard Pascoe. Harry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Richard.
Harry.
I have a DocuPrint, it's about nine years old, but it's in really good nick.
That's good.
And all of a sudden, it started developing a rattle in the back when I was going to print.
Right.
And only just the other day did I find out that when I pulled out the black cartridge toner, that the little wheel that keeps pushing the toner through was getting hard to turn around. And I'm wondering, is this something mechanical after 9.5 years, or would another toner cartridge do the job on that?
No, it's sounding like it's coming to the last round up here, Harry.
Okay.
All right, so, you know, it's nine and a half years. It's got a Zimmer frame, and it's slowly leaving the building, Harry.
Is there a nice place to take these to, or just take it to the recycle plant?
Take it to the recycle. Do yourself a favour, Harry.
Sorry,
you've
Harry.
Had it for 9.5 years. And it's time.
By the way, Richard, I actually have installed a brother this morning. I was just wondering if I could have, recycled it and given it to not recycled, but rejigged it and given it to somebody.
Give
else.
It to somebody you don't like, Harry.
Typical Port Adelaide. Give it to somebody you don't like. Oh, Harry, you're a tight ass, but that's dreadful advice. Give it to somebody you don't like. That's just awful. The question of this came up a couple of weeks or so ago. Somebody wanting to know said to me, "Can you ask Richard what are the best mobile phones for photos?" Elaine, big into photos, loves taking photos of everything that moves. Is there a standout mobile phone-wise photos?
iPhone 12 Pro Max is probably the standout at the moment, along with the Galaxy S21 Ultra.
So they're the two picks?
They're the two picks, but you're paying for them. You're paying nearly $2,000 for a camera.
But it
makes phone calls.
They want to be good photos, wouldn't they?
They're great photos, Booker.
Or photos you could blackmail somebody with. down at West Beach, Leith has called for Richard Pascoe. Leith, good afternoon.
Oh, good day there, boys. Yeah, we had the NBN installed yesterday.
Right.
And now we've got a problem with there's no internet working on the computer. So it's they put the modem, Telstra modem, and the black box, the NBN box together.
Right.
And they put that in the lounge, right next to the
TV,
the Foxtel cable.
Yep.
So that's the only. He said, "Oh, where's your Foxtel?"
So are all the lights on the modem?
Yeah. The modem's working, but the whole problem is we're on an old modem.
Yeah.
It's the existing modem is through a separate cable, through the old Telstra box.
Right.
And originally.
You've got a new modem from Telstra. You've got the NBN
got a new
box.
Modem from Telstra.
But you've also got another modem floating around?
Yeah, I've got another modem. That's the old modem that was where the computer was working on the old modem.
Yep, so turn that one off.
Yeah, I can turn it off, but.
And then you've got to connect through to the new modem.
That's right. You've got to make some sort of connection between the new modem and the...
Have you got Wi-Fi on your computer?
No.
That's probably the piece of information you probably needed to give the NBN person. So on your computer, you can get little USB Wi-Fi network connections, and then that will make that... And it costs about $30, $40. And you plug... That's all. You plug it in, and then suddenly you're on wireless and you'll be able to see the new modem.
Yeah, Leith, the best 30 or 40 bucks you'll spend. Richard, enjoy the week off next week. Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks, Bilko.